This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, one of the most joyful things we can experience in this life is the birth of a baby. A newborn baby has just a few basic needs, and one of those basic needs is daily food. If a newborn baby does not receive proper nourishment, it will fail to grow and mature. In fact, imagine if a newborn baby was fed only once per week. That baby would grow very weak and could possibly die. Well, the Apostle Peter once used the analogy of a newborn baby to make a point about the importance of spiritual nourishment. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we read, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." Now, what is the pure spiritual milk that Peter wants us to crave? Well, simply put, we are to crave the Word of Christ, which we have in Holy Scripture. However, the sad fact is that we American Christians have no problem satisfying our cravings for physical food. But when it comes to spiritual food, we're often satisfied with one meal per week. And some Christians don't even get that. You see, even though Sunday morning or Wednesday evening services are important for our spiritual lives, as we gather to remember our baptism, as we gather to hear and study God's Word, as we gather to receive the Lord's Supper, as we will do today, this is all wonderful. But the fact is, God wants us to feed on His Word every day of the week. We need Christ's Word more than just Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings. We need Christ's Word every day. As Paul says in today's reading, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Now, please understand, the last thing I want to do is burden you with guilt. The last thing I want you to do is make you think that God won't love you unless you read the Bible every day. My friends, Christ doesn't want us to think of His Word as something we've got to study in order to impress Him and earn His mercy. No. You see, Christ already loves you. Christ already fully forgives you for all your sins. And so He wants you to see His Word as a precious gift that will be a blessing to you. Think of a wife or a mother who cooks a wonderful meal that tastes good and will nourish your body. Once the meal is ready, she then says to you, "I made this for you because I love you. Come and get it. Enjoy this wonderful meal." You see, that's why Christ moved Paul to write these words for you. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." So with that understood, let's examine today's reading and see how it applies to us today. Paul begins today's reading with these words, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body were called to peace, and be thankful." Here Paul reminds us that the peace that Jesus gives us should control our relationship with God, as well as our relationships with others, especially fellow believers. Of course, the peace that Jesus gives us flows from the forgiveness of sins that He won for us when He died on the cross in our place of judgment. Because of Jesus' death on the cross for us, we are now at peace with God the Father. However, just as Jesus' death resulted in us having peace with God the Father, Jesus' death also results in us having peace with others. The forgiveness God has given us in Christ moves us to forgive one another. Just think of it. In a world where nations and families and marriages are torn apart by hatred and violence, we Christians have been set free to forgive each other and to live at peace with one another. What a wonderful gift we have been given, the peace of the Lord. Paul then adds this simple statement, be thankful. You know, if you're like me, it can be so easy to focus on all the problems of life. Of course, when we do this, we end up having a negative attitude and we can easily become depressed. And so God's solution to this problem for us is to take time every day to remember all the physical and spiritual blessings God has showered upon us, and then to thank God for all of them. You see, even though we all have problems and hardships, the fact is no amount of complaining or bitterness ever did us any good, did it? When we take time out every day to thank God for all the many blessings He has given us, this helps us to be joyful even in the midst of our problems and pain. Next, Paul writes these important words. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. So, how do we allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly? Well, obviously, attending services at your congregation on a regular basis is a good place to begin. However, as I noted earlier, we need more than just one spiritual meal per week. The good news is that Christ has made His Word available to us every moment of every day. First of all, you can attend one or more of the Bible classes offered here at Concordia. This is a wonderful way for you to be nourished even more by God's Word. Secondly, you can take time every day to read the Bible and pray. Now, I know this can be a challenge with our busy schedules, but let's be honest. We make time for what's important to us. And what should be important to us is to have the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. In fact, I'm convinced that we can all make time every day to read God's Word and pray. This is a gift He's given us, you see, and we will be blessed if we do it. Now, of course, some people have told me that they don't know where to begin when it comes to reading the Bible. Well, I realize that the Bible is a huge book and it can be very intimidating. In fact, I fully admit that some parts of the Bible can be difficult to understand, especially if you're reading it for the first time. But that's why it's important to come to services and Bible classes, so that you can have a better understanding of the Scriptures as you begin to read them on your own. That's also why we should take advantage of all the devotional resources that God has provided for us. Right here at Concordia, we have the Portals of Prayer. We have the Good News magazines and other Christian literature that you can use as a guide to reading Holy Scripture. In addition, our church body's Concordia Publishing House offers many resources that can help us in our daily meditation upon God's Word. If you're into the internet, and most of us are, you can go to cph.org, and check out all the wonderful devotional resources they have there. With that said, I want to mention another important way that the Word of Christ can dwell in you richly. Simply put, memorize passages of Holy Scripture. And once you've memorized them, think about them and pray about them during the day. You see, as you get into the habit of reading the Bible on a regular basis, you can pick and choose certain passages that speak to you in a special way, and then you can put them to memory. Then, once you've put them to memory, think about those special Bible passages throughout the day and thereby be strengthened by God's Word. Also, if you have Bible passages memorized, this can be very helpful to you when you have an opportunity to witness to somebody or when you simply need to comfort yourself with God's promises during a difficult time. Now, another way that the Word of Christ can dwell in us richly is as we teach one another and speak God's Word to each other. That's right. We can speak God's Word to each other. In fact, Martin Luther called this the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren. You see, just hanging out with fellow Christians, talking about God's Word with each other, encouraging one another with the promises of Christ. This is an awesome way to be nourished by Christ's Word. Families talking about the Word of God at the dinner table, an awesome way to be nourished by Christ's Word. But wait, there's more. Paul mentions God's gift of music. The hymns and liturgy we sing at Concordia are filled with God's Word and the pure teaching of Holy Scripture. As we sing our praises to God, He thereby uses His Word to nourish our faith in Him. You can sing hymns during the week when you're alone or when you're having family devotions. Finally, Paul ends today's reading with these words, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Here we see that the Christian life is so much more than just Sunday morning or Wednesday evening. Our lives as God's dearly loved children is a 24/7 relationship. Whatever we think, whatever we say, whatever we do, we should do all things to the glory of God, who saved us from sin and death and hell through His Son, Jesus Christ. Whether we are working at school or resting or having fun, whether we're at home or in the community or traveling, whatever we may be doing, we do it to honor God, always giving thanks to Him for His mercy and love. As we live our lives to the glory of God, we will have joy and peace because our focus will be on Christ and His love for us and the hope He has given us. In fact, living every moment of every day to the glory of God is simply practice for what we will be doing for all eternity. When Christ returns in glory, He will give us new, sinless, glorified bodies, and we will live forever in the new creation He will make for us on that final day. That's right, my friends. We will live forever in an earthly paradise, walking with God and doing all that we do to His glory, just as God intended in the beginning. And we will be nourished by His loving Word for all eternity as He speaks to us in love. Until that glorious day, we still live in this sin-cursed world. Not only do we have to struggle with our own sinful desires every day, but we must face trials and challenges that can make life very difficult and very discouraging. But in the midst of all of this, God's Word proclaims that you are forgiven. In the midst of all of this, God's Word assures you that He loves you with an everlasting love. God's Word confirms that He will never leave you or forsake you. God's Word assures us that He has given you the certain hope of the resurrection and eternal life, even in the face of death itself. God's Word proclaims all of this to you and more. And that's why the Apostle Paul writes these loving words for you. let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.